My name is Mitchell Cohen. I'm the author of The Fight Against Monsanto's Roundup, The Politics of Pesticides, which is a new book, just came out, forward by Vandana Shiva. And the website for the book is www.thepoliticsofpesticides.com. And I'm also the coordinator of the No Spray Coalition Against Pesticides.
We're talking this morning with Mitchell Cohen, author of The Fight Against Monsanto's Roundup, The Politics of Pesticides. And you've brought together scientists, academics, activists to write this book. What was your goal?
You know, the subtitle, The Fight Against Monsanto's Roundup, is The Politics of Pesticides. The book, I try to examine not only the dangers of Monsanto's Roundup, which is a probable cause of cancers such as non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but also the history of lies that Monsanto, as well as Dow and DuPont and the other pesticide manufacturers have told, and the documents that they concealed and are just coming out now in order to gain approval from for their pesticides. So many pesticides people don't realize derive from nerve gases developed by the Nazis in World War II. How did it happen that our government allowed Roundup, as well as Agent Orange and dioxin and other deadly chemicals, to be approved and marketed? So I wrote The Fight Against Monsanto's Roundup. I was thinking of Henry David Thoreau and Rachel Carson, who wrote Silent Spring way back in 1962. And I was thinking of the need to carry on their work. And listeners can go to www.thepoliticsofpesticides.com for more information.
Mitchell, you discuss something called GLYPHOSATE.
That's right.
Okay.
Glyphosate is how I pronounce it.
You discuss this in The Fight Against Monsanto's Roundup. What is it, and how widespread is its use?
Well, glyphosate is one of the main chemicals in Monsanto's Roundup, and which is sold and used extensively throughout the world. So it's just every country almost uses this Monsanto product. So in New York and upstate, the towns of New Paltz, they banned toxic pesticides and herbicides, including Monsanto's Roundup, on public parks and all city-owned property. Rockland County in New York created a non-toxic pesticides program, mandating the use of natural, non-toxic, or as a last resort, other pesticides, but non-toxic ones with prior approval, but they had to be the least toxic ones. In Westchester County, they've enacted a law for pesticide-free parks. But in New York City, regardless of whether the mayor has been Republican or Democrat, the city continues to apply chemical pesticides and sprays in public parks and on sidewalks using Roundup everywhere for so-called cosmetic reasons. So to kill weeds, to kill the so-called pests that attack other plants. But these are areas that used to be weeded by hands. But in the late 1990s, the city began laying off workers who used to weed by hand until they were replaced with spraying chemicals, dangerous chemicals. So the glyphosate and the Roundup kills all life in the soil, except for what the target plant that it's aimed at. So by now, more than 70% of the Parks Department workforce in New York City has been laid off, and that's been replaced by the chemical spraying of Monsanto's Roundup and similar products. So this issue has an economic and worker protection dimension that city officials have been neglecting. Again, for more on this, please click on the politicsofpesticides.com. The use of Roundup, by the way, around the world is integrally tied to the widespread sale of genetically engineered crops. So Roundup Ready corn and soy, for example, they're engineered to be saturated with Roundup herbicide, which kills everything in the soil except the plants. So we've grown, so around the world, giant plots of land are now being planted with genetically engineered crops, mostly for export, and small family-run farms have been dispossessed, and peasant farms, campesinos, removed from the land in order to, for the corporations to take over this land, and the, so that only one crop on these giant tracts of land are planted, and then they're massively sprayed with Roundup.
So the argument has been that we need pesticides and herbicides in order to produce enough crops to feed the population.
It's a common misconception, I think, that's intentionally promoted by the pesticides industry to increase its profits. And those profits amount to hundreds of billions of dollars every year. So before the vast corporate-owned tracts of land that I was talking about previously were used for, are now used for production for export, farmers used to grow multiple species on land, and it's called intercropping, rather than today's monocropping that mass application of chemical pesticides facilitates. So using truly organic agriculture, crop yields would be plenty to feed the people of the world. And not only to feed people with food, but with healthy food, not the poison-laden food that we're now being sold by Monsanto and other corporations. The problem is compounded by Monsanto merging with Bayer for $62 billion Bayer laid out to buy Monsanto, not only for the existing crops, but to control the genetically engineered seeds. And these seeds work in conjunction with the particular pesticides. So it's like a lock and key. So the seeds are made especially to resist Roundup particularly. And then we have Bayer merging with Monsanto, Dow merging with DuPont, other companies, Syngenta, merging with giant corporation from China. And these companies, it's like three or four companies now, have consolidated control of most of the world's seed supply. So this is really dangerous. So it's just outrageous, actually, because there won't be any other seeds left except what are being corporately produced to resist the saturation with pesticides and be poisonous to the entire planet. So, yes, there is enough being grown around the world if we do it right without the pesticides and without the GMOs to feed the world. It does. We don't need pesticides or GMO crops to feed the world if the land is distributed properly and the way it should be.
Dwayne Johnson is a name that has cropped up. He's won a huge award, which said that Monsanto caused his cancer. What do you think will be the impact of this case?
Dwayne Johnson is a hero. He was a groundskeeper at a public school in California, as many listeners might know, who sprayed, who was told to spray the grounds, and he did so, of this public school. So he developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he sued Monsanto in court, and he won, which is amazing in itself. And he was awarded, at the jury in that trial, awarded Dwayne Johnson a huge chunk of money, a quarter of $1 billion. And they said they wanted to teach Monsanto a lesson. And that's what the judge actually reduced that award a little bit. But so what's happened as a result is, first, there are all these lawsuits that have come up. 9,000 lawsuits have now been filed and counting, which now go to Bayer, which acquired Monsanto. So all these lawsuits are now, people are expressing their outrage at Monsanto and their injuries by filing lawsuits, caused the release of documents that had been kept hidden, that exposed the history of lies of Monsanto and other corporations like Dow DuPont, and just exposed the truth that they kept hidden all those years, including its collusion with the U.S. government officials who still, to this very day, protect the profits of its giant corporations. And so we have the Clinton-Gore administration was known to many of us as the Monsanto presidency, because a lot of the approvals began under their presidency and vice presidency. But that this continued under Bush, under Obama, and now under Trump. So the Republicans and Democrats are equal opportunity destroyers. And the result of the Dwayne Johnson verdict in the California case is to get millions of people to see that what we all thought was happening was actually indeed happening, and that we need to take positive action to save ourselves and our planet from this horror.
Will people wake up?
People have already woken up. There, people around the world are fighting to push their governments, including here in New York, to ban Roundup and other pesticides, chemical pesticides. There are natural ways that all sorts of things can be, how weeds and pests, what are considered to be weeds, considered to be pests. In another era, weeds were seen as, American Indians saw weeds, some weeds, as medicine. So here we're killing off rather than and monocropping everything. So, but it's really interesting to me because there are only 7 countries now that have banned the planting and the import of genetically engineered seeds and crops. And one of those countries is Venezuela. And that Venezuela has actually banned the planting and import of genetically engineered seeds and crops, one of only 7 countries. And that adds to the reasons for why that country is now in the U.S. government's crosshairs. It's obviously about oil with Venezuela, but it just shows that we're not even taught what the image of Venezuela that is being portrayed in the media is totally different than what it looks like on the ground. And so is the image of whether we need pesticide spraying or not. So it's just quite amazing to me that the one issue carries over into the other, and that we don't know anything about it. We're not taught about it.